Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 28 September 2022. Top stories for today. More than 660,000 Malaysians have signed a petition against Generation Endgame GEG, a call to stop the control of tobacco product and smoking bill 2022. The GEG mandates against the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products to those born from the year 2007 onwards. Malaysia reported another 1,552 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight Tuesday. Kuala Lumpur continues to report with the most number of infections. Based on the data from the COVID Now portal, a total of 1,684 patients recovered and were discharged yesterday. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry said a total of 6 COVID-related deaths were recorded, with one confirmed as being brought in dead. PKR Deputy President Rafizi Ramli earlier today said Malaysia's defence forces will find it hard to compete with its Southeast Asian neighbours if there's any further delay in the delivery of the littoral combat ships. Rafizi said that the design and technology for the commissioned offshore ships that are due to be completed only in 2024 are already outdated. On the international front, Cuba has suffered a nationwide blackout due to a breakdown in the electrical system as a result of the passage of Hurricane Ian over the island. According to local authorities, at present, an attempt is being made to interconnect with the national system the links of several plants in the country to feed the thermoelectric plants and re-establish the service, a process that will take time. Several hours after banning Islamic group, the Popular Front of India, PFI, and its 8 affiliates from unlawful associations by its central government for 5 years, the centre issued a takedown notice in order to block the websites and social media accounts of these organisations. The government said it found a number of instances of international linkages of PFI with global terrorist groups. The body of US ski mountaineer Hillary Nelson was retrieved by a search team from the Himalayas today, 2 days after she disappeared on the slopes of Nepal's Manaslu Peak. Nelson went missing after she slipped while skiing down the world's 8th highest mountain. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.